with news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Molly Dove. Pickens County has released its roadmap to reopening plan with guidelines for businesses looking to slowly reopen under the state's Safer at Home order. Starting Saturday, groups of up to 10 people will be allowed, and retail businesses and offices are permitted to open with restrictions like face masks for all employees and social distancing. Travel for recreation will be limited to the Roaring Fork Valley and its other associated valleys. Short-term lodging will be closed, and restaurants can still only offer takeout. Pickens County businesses must complete a COVID-19 business safety plan to reopen. Officials will host two business virtual open houses to answer questions. The first is today at 2 p.m., and another will be held Friday morning. Glenwood Springs officials will discuss the new review timeline for Rocky Mountain Industrial's expansion proposal today. The mining company is looking to expand its operations at the Mid-Continent Quarry in Glenwood Springs by 5,000%. The Bureau of Land Management planned to begin its review process for the expansion this summer. The federal agency announced it will postpone its review to 2021 due to COVID-19. City officials will discuss the new timeline virtually on its Facebook page at 11:30 a.m. today. Carbondale's Thunder River Theater Company is streaming tomorrow's annual extravagala due to COVID-19. Stand-up comedy, dance members, and a call-in from Broadway star Beth Malone are all on the playbill. Arts and culture reporter Kristen Dobroth has more.
Thunder River's executive artistic director Corey Simpson says that taking the show online has presented some challenges, but he thinks we need more theater in any form right now.
The arts really reflect our experience as human beings. And I think more than ever right now, it's important for us to reflect on the times that we're in and also sometimes be transported away from that.
Virtual theater goers are encouraged to order takeout from their favorite local restaurants before the live show kicks off at 7. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Officials say a ban on camping in state parks and wildlife areas is still in place. The order banning the camping was supposed to lift Monday, but a spokesperson says the order will remain in place, quote, until further notice. Officials say they are working with public health officials and the governor's office on a timeline to reopen the areas to camping. As part of our Anything But Normal series, we're talking with local business owners and community members about how the governor's Safer at Home order affects them. Today, we hear from Tito Gamboa, the manager of El Corita Mexican Restaurant in Willits. His parents, Beto and Lupe Gamboa, started the business 22 years ago. El Corita has offered takeout and delivery since the governor ordered all restaurants to close in-house dining in March. Gamboa says there's been a spike in to-go orders over the last week, and they're working really hard to meet the demand and keep their staff and customers safe.
Yeah, we've been working 7 days a week. I think we're up to like two servers every day now. And when we first started, it was just my mom and or my auntie in there. As far as our kitchen staff, we were fortunate enough to be able to retain. Yeah, everybody actually. We just have shifts, right? Because we don't want to overcrowd our social distancing protocol, right? So wearing gloves, wearing face masks. As far as how we feel, I mean, this is the new normal, right? You have to adapt to the circumstances.
Last week, the governor said a phased reopening of restaurants with reduced seating capacity could start as early as mid-May. As the manager of El Corita, Gamboa says he has mixed feelings about reopening.
My parents have had this business for over 20 years, and you try to create an atmosphere that's welcoming and warming, right? Obviously, we want the atmosphere back. We want you guys dining in with us, but and I just urge people in our community to be patient with us, right? We want to serve people, but we want to keep everyone safe as well.
That was Tito Gamboa. He manages El Corita in Willits. He says they could reopen to in-house dining in the next few weeks or in the coming months, as long as there aren't spikes in COVID-19 cases. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.